Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, that's not too far from where I think the Pistons offseason is going. I was so excited last week with the draft. I loved it. I thought Troy Weaver dominated. The Grant trade, opening up the cap room, getting Ivy, getting Durin, getting my second cousin by marriage, Gabriel Porchita, out of Italy. It was all there. And all we needed to do was finish the deal. Get DeAndre Ayton or get Miles Bridges. And instead, oh, buddy, the ghost of Joe Dumars, the late years in Argyle sweaters, is rearing its ugly head because the Pistons, according to the guys on the beat, and one Rico Lamar Beard who made, quote, several calls today, the Pistons are getting Lethal Weapon 3 from the discount Blu-ray bin.
That is so unfair.
It's not unfair.
No, it's unfair, Mike. Here's the thing.
The Pistons, everything changed for them when everything went their way on draft night, when they walked away with not one, but two lottery picks to pair up with the team that they had last year. Now, all of a sudden, going after and paying max dollars wasn't a high priority for them. Troy Weaver is doing, I will give him the approval. Now, yes, he has not won, but man, the things that he's doing, I can't sit here and get angry about him. So from what I've understood locally, they're not going to max out anybody. They're not going for any max contracts, period. Call some people down in Charlotte and said, hey, what's the temperature like down there with Miles Bridges? He's priority one. They will match any offer that anybody sends for Miles Bridges. They are not letting him walk out the door. So, Mike, I guess Troy Weaver could go through the motions and put up this max deal. You're not getting Miles Bridges at all. Charlotte's going to make sure he never leaves the city limits. Now, that means they're going to go after, I guess, lesser players. I don't know if that's the politically correct way to say things, but they're not
politically correct. They're going after bums.
Not bums, Mike. They're going after role players. They're going after guys that can help team right now because you got team full of youngsters. So, yeah, rather than go out there.
NBA journeymen are really going to move the needle.
Who are you
going to
max out now?
DeAndre Ayton.
Why? Because it'll make you feel good?
No, because he's good and because Jalen Duren is nowhere near ready because you can't have too many bigs because guys who can switch to pick and roll. He's 18 and got coached by a bunch of morons at Memphis.
Yeah, but Kobe.
Right. Listen, here's the deal. Let me simplify this. Rico always says simple is best. You're either Team Rico or Team Mike. I am tired. I'm tired of the losing. I'm tired of you people letting these teams off the hook. They don't have to try. They don't have to spend. Do you people recognize that I said this? Cap room in Detroit in basketball is the most overrated thing in sports. This is exactly why I say it. DeAndre Ayton's people have said he wants to team up with Cade. I have said to you, nobody wants to be here. If someone does, you must go after them. Because if I hear this take, my head's really going to explode. Well, we're just going to wait and spend the money next year. Do this for me. Punch yourself in the face, then go look at next year's free agents, and then tell me who the F you think is coming here. These teams have treated you so badly the last 15 years. Now, I'm excited about Ivy. I'm excited Rico got his guy, and I'm excited about the backcourt. I love Jalen Duren, but I'm realistic. Bigs don't walk in the league and just dominate. When you're 18 and you're raw, You know the last big to walk in and play really, really well? The very guy you're telling me is a condom with a hole in it, DeAndre Ayton. The guy walked in the league and gave you 17 and 10. And you're thumbing your nose at him and going, oh, I have a great idea. Let's get Malik Monk and Al Bundy.
Well, he did score 4 touchdowns.
You can blow it out your ass. I think right now Pistons are making a big mistake, and here's the deal. You either are with me on this. Like, look, if you don't like my take on the Pistons, you're going to hate what I say about the Red Wings if Stevie Y doesn't come correct. It needs to be bold. It needs to be moving the needle forward, and I am not going to let great be the enemy of good. Oh, well, you know, unless I could sign Jimmy Butler, you're never getting those players. You have to draft those players, and we hope Cade's that guy. We hope Ivy's that guy. Hell, I hope Duran's that guy.
You hope your brother's that guy.
Oh, poor Cheetah. But, like, I can't believe you cleared the cap space with Grant. You could add DeAndre Ayton to this mix. I mean, that's a major move forward.
It is a major move, Mike, but
let
me ask you this question. Kind of how we felt on draft night when they moved Jeremy Grant, and it was like, what are you doing? What if you could get Ayton, but you don't have to max it?
Fine, just get him.
Because they're saying, reading between the lines, it's not that we don't want Ayton, we're just not paying max contracts out.
Rico, show me an offer 4 at 100. I'll forgive him for keeping the change. But if they don't go after him, they're blind, deaf, and dumb. They're insane.
I'll put drunk.
I'll
put more calls in. I was more concerned about Miles Bridges. I thought that was doable until I got 6 different people all saying, yeah, bruh, that's not happening.
I think what's being reported right now, no. He did a nice job, and he happens to have very good connections in Charlotte. What do you want? I.e., he knows Miles' family. Duh.
I did buy his mixtape.
The point I'm making.
The B-side. Women.
Are you Team Rico? Let's just sign some depth. Let's go get Malik Monk's box fade and Bobby Portis.
No.
Let's just roll it forward. Are you Team Mike? You're tired. And you want your team to give you a reason to watch. And you want your team to get aggressive.
Team Rico is, let's see what Troy has up his sleeve.
Blueberries.
Team Rico is, you know what? Troy's doing a good job so far, and I'm going to see what this man's going to do with an open checkbook.
248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys because it can't be both. You can't subscribe to what Rico's saying and subscribe to what I'm saying. You either want the Pistons to plant their flag in Cade's second year and say, Cade, we are serious about winning here. Now, here's a pick and roll guy. Here's a 20-10 center. Here's a vet. Here's a guy that can switch, guard multiple positions, and we're going to add him to the mix. And yes, we're all excited about Jalen Duren. But the reality is, receipt time. Rico Beard just yesterday. Jalen Duren's going to play in the G League next year and stuff, close quote. One has nothing to do with the other. This idea that if you sign Ayton, he can't coexist with Duren on the team. It's ridiculous. Just like the idea of somehow, Kyle Anderson and Bobby Portis. Ooh, it's ridiculous.
I just don't think that they're going for a max deal. If they get Ayton, Mike, know that Weaver, it's going to be a comment. As the marquee often says, both things can be true. They went out and got Ayton, but they also did not give him a max deal.
Fine.
And I'm okay with that.
But I'm a get Ayton at all costs guy, not because I think he's the greatest player in history, but because you need to raise the floor of credibility here. No disrespect. When is the last time a team went out and signed 3 guys for $35 million versus the 1 guy for $35 million and actually got better? I mean, right here, right now, if I offered you Jaylen Brown at $30 million, or I offered you Derek White and Marcus Smart for $30 million, what are you taking? And don't lie to me.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean...
Don't lie to me.
The Warriors did get Iguodala and Gary Payton the second and Wiggins.
So, okay, first things first. Yeah, hold on. My brain stem was erupting. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David. You're on this crackheaded plan. Oh, and what size jersey would you like for Bruce Brown's return?
Oh, you know he's getting an 8 in jersey, right? You know,
oh,
Mike's
for
getting
sure.
Yeah, we were going to chip in and get you a Portabella or Porcini jersey.
It's Porchita.
Portabella. I am with Team Rico here. I am not just going to go throw money out at someone just because. Not been an Aiden fan since day one. So I'm good on him. I'm fine with the Portis. I'm fine with the Monk. I'm
you know
fine
why? With the... You know why? Because you're a Detroiter and you're used to accepting less.
That's not
Have
true.
Some pride, David.
What? Who are we trading for? Who wants to come to Detroit? No
Go
one.
Go get me John Collins.
That ain't happening. He's
why?
Getting traded to San Antonio.
Why? Well, wait a minute. So in one sentance, you're waxing Troy Weaver's balls, but in the next, I can't ask him to go trade for John Collins?
The deal was always Grant for Collins.
You suck.
Grant's gone.
You know what? I got to agree with David on that, Mike. Atlanta wanted Grant. And they could work. You could work something.
So then what the hell were you doing? Whoa, all the cap space. Only to turn around the next week and tell us I have no chance to get Miles or Ayton?
I think they worked the cap space not realizing, wait a minute, not just Sacramento is a bunch of crackheads. There's a lot of GMs in the league of crackheads. You really going to give me this, New York? Charlotte? And I don't have to give back anything. Cool. I'll do it. Give me Kemba Walker. I'll release him. You can have him back. I keep the money. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, so then you can go waste it on Kyle Anderson and Malik Monk. It's a joke. 248-539-9797. Sorry I brought major market sensibilities to your quaint little town.
Major
You're right.
Market.
Yeah, let's go sign a couple of paint cans. That'll work. This is a league of stars, dude. You know what the Celtics' depth was busy doing when they were losing that series? They were shoving their head up their ass because the stars took over, because the adults took over.
How about we wait and see what Weaver will do, Mike?
That's not what we do in this job. If you want to do that, then I don't know, man. Go do Locked On Waiting.
I'm not going to sit here and get angry because he didn't do this when the next day it's like,
you're telling me they're not going to go get Ayton. They're not getting Miles Bridges.
No,
I'm not doing
I didn't say that. I said they are not offering max deals. There is a difference.
If
you could get Ayton and you're not maxing him out,
fine.
Then, as I said, both things can be true.
4 to 100.
But they're saying, don't look at us for a max deal. Now, DeAndre...
Can I just bottom line this?
You know,
I don't care what Ayton gets paid. If they walk out of this offseason without Ayton or Bridges, or, hold on, wait for Troy Weaver's magic stick, someone else, if they don't bring an A-lister in here, it is a failure. That's how I feel. It's a free country.
You're right.
Can't wait when they sign a bunch of garbage.
It's a free country, which also means you can't sit here and call all of us idiots because we don't agree
on
what you say.
I can.
What's interesting, and I just had this moment last week when they traded Grant. I was upset because I thought we were getting a lottery selection for him, and then somehow, Weaver turned it into a lottery pick. So maybe he's out there willing and dealing behind the scenes. It may not be John Collins. But maybe it's someone else not Ayton and not Bridges.
And here's the other thing. The funny note is, do you know who's, I think, the betting favorite now for Bridges? Mike, I don't think you'll ever guess.
It's not the Suns. He ain't returning there.
It's Brooklyn Nets. So, yeah, go figure.
Oh, why are they signing a star? Why don't they just go get a bunch of bench bums?
They have them already.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, they have two.
Weird. Money's not a problem for them. Kyrie just opted in. They're paying Ben Simmons dead body. They're paying KD year one of a supermax, and they're going to go out and get Miles. Oh, wait. Wouldn't they be better off getting Kyle Anderson, who's slower than my dead grandmother? Yeah, you're right. Guys, the bottom line is stop accepting less in this town. Ask your teams to do more for you. You've been treated like bleep holes the last 15 years. It's okay to say, you know what? Ayton's not Shaq, but he's a damn good player. Not great, but good.
Right, but
who else are you
part of that trade is they're going to send Ben Simmons to Phoenix as part of a sign and trade for Ayton?
Oh, you mean do stuff? Got it.
What do you have to send back?
Kelly Olynyk's corpse. I don't know. Things. Picks.
Really? You stuff? Said that with a straight face?
It's a sign and trade. It doesn't matter.
It's not a sign. It's a sign and trade, not a sign and just take whatever you want out the garage. You can have. It's not a garage sale.
539-9797. I want the best player available, and Rico wants to hand you a bunch of empty Werner's cans.
Canada Dry.
No, you know why you ended up with the Motown Museum? Because you accept less.
Because they
Cleveland
revolutionized
got the rock
music.
And roll Hall of Fame. We got a bungalow.
You do realize the Motown Museum is where they actually made
Nobody
music.
Nobody cares.
Right? Okay, except for music history. Okay.
Right. Okay. It's embarrassing.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for the one to get built in Troy.
You know what? Enjoy the district because you accept it.
Sure, we're accepting it.
You do. You just said the other day you thought it was a great use of public funds. That's what I heard.
I mean, yeah.
248-539-9797. If you're
best
a winner.
Thing since the people meet me.
Join Team Marquee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.